Hi, my name is Gamal Abdel Nasser, and I am the grandson of the late Egyptian president Gamal Abdel Nasser, who was the leader of the 1952 revolution in Egypt and the second president of the Arab Republic of Egypt. Today, we're going to talk about sanctions. Throughout the last 80 years, we have seen the use of sanctions grow to become a popular means of pressure by some nations with aggressive foreign policy agendas seeking to discipline other nations into taking different courses of action in order to comply with the modus operandi of the sanctioning country. Historically, we have seen sanctions used as economic crippling tools and a precursor for war campaigns or even regime change, as we have seen in Iraq, Syria, Libya, Venezuela, and others. The pressures exerted on countries internally and externally from sanctions is immense. In the case of my country, Egypt, sanctions and conflict in the region brought about disconcerting setbacks in the transportation of wheat to Egypt, who is a major importer of wheat from Russia and its surrounding neighbors. That is not to mention the opportunity lost on the part of Egypt to grow its agro-business trade with Russia at a time when it was cutting off trade with Europe and at the time when Egypt is combating a trade deficit. The sanctions on banks and payment networks made it near impossible to trade efficiently between both countries. Unlike Egypt, who took steps to find solutions to the embargoes and its effects, the European Union took steps to substitute Russian gas with other sources at higher prices. The penalizing of the international community to governments and companies who wish to trade with the sanctioned country often forces nations to comply with the sanctions imposed because it puts them in a situation where they have drawn their swords and must now try not to fall on them or have them used against them. In a world with a visible multipolar horizon, there may come a time when the use of sanctions will bring about unfavorable outcomes and only serve to identify the weaknesses of the sanctioning country. Thank you for listening and see you next time here on RT.